just heard Blue Eyes by Frost Children. The before that, Saturn's Return by Zara Larsson. You've been listening to In Between and Out of. I am Avery, and I'll see you next week.
Check out Winnipeg's newest vegan cafe and bookstore, Time Cafe and Books. Time Cafe and Books is a family-run business that offers all plant-based food, used books, in-house baking, and delicious drinks such as tea, coffee, and smoothies. Located at 268 Taché Avenue, Time Cafe is open Tuesdays to Fridays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Saturday, they have a 50% off some deli and baking items between 5 to 6 p.m. And they also have a pay-it-forward board for you to support your fellow community members. Make sure to try their famous Southern Fried Tofu Sandwich and fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies. Give them a call at 204-233-0441 to place an order for pickup today.
It has traveled across time and space. An energy force unlike any in the universe.
CJUN 101.5 on the FM dial.
Warning, the following may contain naughty words or ideas. If that makes you nervous, check back with us later.
Hate to interrupt the No Effects by Agata. It is now 4 p.m., hence it is Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, coming to you live from the UMFM offices, third floor of the University Center. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, I think. I wear my headphones too much, I don't really notice that stuff. But everything's a little bit damp, smells great, smells fresh. I feel spring is coming, though I know it is not true. This is just first spring, or second spring? I'm losing track so far. It's been warm and cold and deep freezing and then thawing out too many times for me to keep track. I don't even know what's happening, but I'm enjoying it. Either way, distracts me from all the terrible, terrible news going on. Hopefully these tunes are not simply a distraction, but help you sit with the uncomfortable feelings of existing in this world. Sometimes just existing is hard enough. Hopefully this music doesn't make it worse. We're going to kick it off with a song by a self-proclaimed dark prog band. I forget where they're from. I think it's Louisville, Kentucky, although I may correct myself later. I've been wrong about the location many, many times in the past. More on that later as well. Band called Rhododendron, like the bush or the shrub or whatever that is, playing something called they call dark prog, which is a bit of a nonsense genre name, but if it helps them sleep at night, all the power to them. To me, it sounds more like a dark kind of sludgy math rock, a little slinty in there, all instrumental. It is dark, it's a little proggy. It might just sound to you like a evil version of Rush's YYZ, so maybe the descriptor is accurate. Either way, this is the newest single by Rhododendron called Firmament, out on the Flemzer right now and coming to your ears at this moment. hot off the presses from probably my favorite label. That was a new single by Rhododendron called Firmament. From Louisville, Kentucky, I want to say. I apologize. I forgot to look it up while the song was playing. I was grooving a little bit too hard. Hopefully you were grooving with me here on Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Rhododendron, the so-called masters of dark prog, which is not a genre I'm familiar with. I kind of thought all prog was dark, and mostly on this show we stay away from prog, so I'm unfamiliar with a lot of the newer progier prog rock kind of stuff. But this single hits me right in my King Crimson and Tool lovin' heart. Something crazy about it. Go check it out. I think they have an album coming. It's called Ascent Effort. I do know that for certain. So stay tuned. Keep your ear to the ground. Fantastic stuff coming out of Kentucky. Keeping things dark, but not proggy. Going into some dark wave territory. If you like dark wave, this stuff's for you. If you're unfamiliar with dark wave as a genre, but you like stuff like, say, those dark 80s nights, that's exactly it. If you like The Cure, a bit of Depeche Mode, sounds of the 80s goth and post-punk sort of collision come to life. A lot of modern stuff falls into this category, including the newer work by a band from Montreal called BB Club that I've been a fan of for a while. Their last record, they keep on surprising me, which I really deeply enjoy. They don't stay in one pocket musically, stylistically. Their last record was kind of this breezy, sort of dreamy pop record. Felt like a summer's breeze, like a shaft of light on my face. It was beautiful. Probably one of the better records of 2024. This one is pitch black, maybe not pitch black, but it's definitely twilight, delving into grief and drum machines in equal measures. Baroque, dancey, gothic pop music. I'm hitting you now with a couple of highlights from their new record, which is called Amaro. Couple highlights, meaning they bleed into each other, so it's kind of one song, kind of not, called A Different Light, and The Sticks following that up with Kiev, Ukraine's Zagablena, song title I cannot pronounce right now, but hopefully we'll be able to later as I practice keeping things dark and trance-like. This is BB Club with A Different Light. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Are you ready for this? I'm going to try and speak some Ukrainian to you. That was a song by Zagublena from Ukraine, and the song is called Nesterpno Zai. Nesterpno Zai. At least that's what Google Translate kind of made it sound like. I'm probably way off. Either way, it apparently directly translates to unbearably sad, which might not be the actual definition. We're just really going off of, like, really trusting Google here, really going crazy trusting Google. So hopefully that's correct. Who knows? I'll have to ask my Ukrainian friends and or family. Before that, a little twosome from Montreal's BB Club, from their new record called Amaro, a couple tracks called A Different Light, following that up, The Sticks, as they appear on the record, sort of bleed into each other into a nice one big song, sort of sounding like the saddest dance floor ever. You're listening right now to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. We're going to keep things pretty dark. You're going to hear Zagublena's voice on two more tracks after this in assorted forms. The next one is a new track by local favorite Tired Cossack, who often straddles the line between shoegaze and post-punk very expertly, but is delving more into the post-punky side, but a very dark strain, almost like the dark wave sort of stuff you just heard. But yeah, sort of a darker post-punk kind of strain, for good reason, it would appear, in a little write-up about his upcoming record Zima, where this album or this song comes from. He says, I wrote these songs when I couldn't sleep because of the drugs pumping in my head. I wrote these songs when I couldn't eat because of the poison in my veins. I wrote these songs when fear paralyzed me and when I thought I would die. I wrote these songs when angst and sorrow had no other outlet. I wrote these songs when I didn't know it was real anymore and hid in their comfort. I wrote them because I had nowhere to run. I wrote them because I couldn't stop. I wrote them to scream and to feel beautiful when I felt ugly. I wrote these songs for me and you. Heavy stuff, but we really like it heavy here on Post Everything. This is a track from Tired Cossack called February 14th, and it features, during the course, the aforementioned Zagublena from Ukraine, singing a mournful, mournful sort of dirge. Following that up, a couple, I guess, more fun, but still very, very tense, kind of bouncy post-punk tracks. They're fun because you can really groove and dance them, but they are sort of tomes of or odes to frustration and tension and anxiety that comes from exist just simply being in this world. But without further ado, this is the newest track by Tired Cossack from his upcoming record Zima, entitled February 14th.
Roger.
If the previous Dark Wave section was for you Cure fans, I think that one was for you Devo and Talking Heads fans. That was Cool Job, the newest single by Seattle's Telehealth from their... Well, actually, no, they don't have an album coming out, but they did recently sign to Sub Pop, and to celebrate, they did release that tune, so good job, Telehealth. Before that was Montreal Collective, La Securite, with Bingo, and before that, newest and probably darkest song I've heard from Tired Cossack yet, February 14th, featuring Zagulena. You're listening right now to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. These tracks, despite the, I think, the fun of them, they have a real, like, groovy feel to them. They really get to the heart of things. There's nothing more despair-giving, more life-taking, I think, than trying to find a quote-unquote cool job that truly works for you in this day and age. It's just gotten insanely difficult. Anyone who's looked for the job, or a job, anybody listening right now, you've probably looked for a job recently, and it's horrible. It's gotten so incredibly awful. I'm not sure why you can apply to like 500 different positions, 500 different postings, and you won't even hear back from like 75% of them. And when you do hear back, it'll be just nothing, a nothing sandwich disguised as an email. It's horrendous. I'm somewhat grateful, I guess, for the job I have then, that I've just kept it for all this time. Like, I've worked the same job since high school. I work at a car wash. It's not glamorous work. It's not very soul, you know, life-affirming work. But it does pay the bills, and I'm glad I didn't quit years and years ago, because, man, oh man, I would hate to be looking for a job right at this moment. So yeah, Telehealth really speaking truth to the matters. We're going to get a little less bouncy, keep things pretty intense, keep things very, I think, truthful, speaking truth to our lives. Even though this track is an instrumental, has zero words in it, I feel like it's about current events, just based on its title. A new track from their newest record, the title track from the new Mesthetics record called Deface the Currency. We're dipping into forbidden genres, I guess, on this episode. Previously, it was prog with Rhododendron. Now it's jazz. I haven't touched a jazz song, I think, ever on this show. And this one's hardly a jazz song. It's like a very punky sort of rock take on jazz, but it has jazz elements, so it's close enough to me. It's got a lot of saxophone, a lot of noodly guitar, but it's just as much of a sort of, once again, King Crimson-y kind of prog song as it is a jazz song. It's a bit of everything I like all at once, and it's fiery. It'll fire you up. It's defiant. It's beautiful. This is Deface the Currency by The Mesthetics, featuring James Brandon Lewis on saxophone. And that was just the opening track from the Mesthetics and saxophonist James Brandon Lewis's newest record, Deface the Currency. The whole thing is just that explosive. There's some subtle moments, and there's some real groovy moments, some real psychedelic moments, but it keeps this high level of intensity. It just lights a fire under your butt. I love it. Go check it out, Deface the Currency, the Mesthetics. Something you've been listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Something that I appreciate about the Mesthetics is that underneath all the chaos, all the quote-unquote noodling, all the insanity that goes on, underneath all the fireworks, the rhythm section just chugs along at a steady pace. They never they keep the groove locked. They keep the insanity from spilling into the rest of the song. It keeps things on track. It's something that they shared when they were in Fugazi as well. That is drummer Brendan Canty, bassist Joe Lally, who, of course, like I said, we're in Fugazi and now we're in the Mesthetics. Also in Fugazi, I think they managed to keep things under control. They keep things tight in a pocket while everything else around them explodes and catches on fire. Something I love about both bands, and something that's really highlighted on the newest set of quote-unquote new tracks that Fugazi has just released, despite having broken up not broken up. They're on hiatus, they say, for the past 22, 23 years. But, you know, these new tracks have come out, and they're not new tracks. They're just their album In On The Kill Taker. But the version they recorded with the legendary, the late great Steve Albini at his Electric Studios, which at the time in 1993 was the basement of his Chicago home. On these takes, the rhythm section really shines. Reading the lore, the background of the recording with Steve Albini, I can see why they abandoned these recordings to rot for however long it's been, 34, 33 years. They said that they recorded with Albini in his basement, had a great time, lots of laughs. They played games together. They watched weird, apparently like snuff films and stuff, and just, you know, had a great time. But when they on the drive home, when the members of Fugazi listened to the recordings, the master tapes on cassette form together, they said that they felt it was lifeless, and Albini felt the same, independent of them. So they just trashed it. Listening back on it, now that they've released at least portions of it, I can see what they're getting at. It's not quite as heavy, and the performances are not quite as from their chest as they are on the actually like full-on released record. But there's something else to it that I really enjoy. There's a huge rawness. It pretty much just sounds like Fugazi would live, maybe a little bit nervous, maybe a little under practiced, maybe the mixing could have been better. You really get to hear, though, the whole band shine as they're playing together as sort of a live unit, including the rhythm section. The rhythm section is more pronounced on this version, which I really, really enjoy. So if you're a bit of a dork in a really good way, like I am, you're going to enjoy listening to this version of Smallpox Champion, which was also released on their In On The Kill Taker record. And hear all the little differences, the little subtleties that makes this version way different than the version they actually released. Following that up, a couple of Fugazi-esque tracks, I would say, that managed to balance, just as Fugazi did, this chaos, but also this extreme control, this lockstep underneath, noise and technicality all together bundled at once, a little bit of punk, a little bit of jazz, a little bit of noise all at once. So Jackhammer by Editrix and Earl Grey by Zagablena's band Soft Cafe. This is the Albini version of Smallpox Champion by Fugazi.
Yeah!
coming in hot out of Kiev, Ukraine. That was Earl Grey by Sport Cafe. Before that, Jackhammer by Editrix featuring the wonderful and powerful Wendy Isengard, I think, on guitar. And before that, the Albini Sessions version of Smallpox Champion by Fugazi, originally or usually from their In on the Killtaker record. You've been listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, leaving you on a dark note, but we'll get a little bit more cheerful next time. Hopefully, what have I got to say to close things out for your week in the coming days? Make great, powerful, meaningful art. Do great, meaningful, powerful things. Be a little silly when you can. I'll catch you next week. This has been Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM.
Almost happy birthday, almost happy birthday for Mike Boguski and
me, Bob Wiseman. That's right. Bob Wiseman and Mike Boguski, Two Pianos, No Rodeo, are playing Thursday, March 19th at the West End Cultural Center, presented by 101.5 UMFM, the greatest radio station in the universe.
Supporting musical diversity, this is CJUMFM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba.
Zifrom's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Zifrom's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sukrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sukrum's.
Come on, come on! What are you waiting for?
Daddy needs his medicine. I'm sick, baby. I'm sick. Come on, baby. Daddy needs his feel-good juice. Oh, yeah. That's the stuff. That's what Daddy needs. Yeah. See, what it is we're all community. And when you're a community and when love enters into it...
Just give me Indie Rock!
UMFM 101.5, broadcasting at 1200 watts from the University of Manitoba, giving Winnipeg and the surrounding community the good stuff since 1998.
Fans, how are you doing today? It's Talkin' Hockey, the Hockey Talkin' Show, right here on UMFM 101.5 in Winnipeg. You can stream the show online at umfm.com. You can grab our podcast a little later in the evening after